out quick. The rain with that licking stick. Mama, call me out quick. The rain with that licking stick.
KJ Brown.
Mama.
Jackie, Rupia Mitchell,
lick and stick.
Out there in San Antonio.
Lick and stick. Lick and stick.
Oh, the godfather of soul. The hardest working man in show business.
If I may.
Yes, sir, you may. Mr. Dynamite. Those are many titles, but no mm-hmm. one can, man, look, no one performed in this host's opinion
yes.
like James Brown.
No one, absolutely. And the question that maybe some people are wondering, how can a man from Barnwell, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, be inducted into the Cincinnati Hall of Fame? Well, it's a little simple. The first half, more than the first half of Brown's career, he was signed to the King label. And the King label was situated where? In Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he had done a lot of, he had contributed through his recordings at King to the revenue of Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay, economically speaking. You know, don't forget now, this is a man who, not long after he would record a record at King, the tapes will be brought to the pressing plant, which was next door, and it will be out the same day. Okay?
It was absolutely incredible.
Not only do people did not do that then, people don't do that now. In fact, you can't do that now. You know, a lot of things that the industry...
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. A lot of things the industry have set up was because of James Brown. And they kind of figured they didn't want it. So they changed.
So no, think about that. You record the song, take it over next door, have it pressed and release it the next day. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Pressed and copied. That's right. And don't forget WB. Okay. When he was having those problems with the JBs and the JBs were angry with him because they weren't getting paid. Okay. And, what he did, he sent Bobby Bird, you know, there's that band up in Cincinnati with Catfish and his Uh-oh. Little brother. What are they? The Pacemakers. Yeah, bring them down. And so the JBs, already in a bad mood for that one gig, they showed up, and this new band comes walking right in front of them.
And they changed their minds, right?
Yeah.
After that.
And okay. He went all the way to Cincinnati overnight, stayed up all night, rehearsed them, okay, for that gig. So there's a lot of history there, and because of that gig, he provided the launching pad for who? The Collins brothers, okay, Catfish and Bootsy. And,
oh, that's right.
And Bootsy's wife is also on the board for the Cincinnati Black Music Hall of Fame. Maybe a little later on this evening, if I can give you the members of the board for that, it's a very impressive list.
Okay.
But
somehow
anyway.
We'll work that out.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Jackie Whitfield, Mitchell, she said, try me. Now, Jackie, we played that. Did you want to hear it?
Oh,
because
she liked
I would
try
play
me?
It again. Let me know. Okay.
Yeah.
I sent it in the message board and I will do that for you. Have no problems. Now, if you have any problems listening to us on Facebook, please. I ask you to please download one of the apps, Android, Play Store, go to your Play Store, download Studio W, Apple, go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Also, you can take it in the car, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. We're there as well as Alexa. The website is studio.w.buzz.
You're going to be a millionaire off of that app.
I hope so. I'm working on it. We're working on it. Now, so I'm waiting to hear that. Oh my God, back from Jackie to see if she wanted to hear that again. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to go to a few more James Brown songs while I get an answer. We'll find out. Now, this one, right, I like this one, too, because all of his songs, if you really listen to them, a lot of times the lyrics were short, but they were profound, meaning, in my opinion, meaning that it had an impact. It taught you a lesson, as with a lot of music. But James Brown, he would talk. He would sing about anything.
Yes. L-I-F-E, right?
Life.
Hey.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back. Yours truly, WB, along with the professor.
That's a pop culture.
That's him. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. I mean that.
I don't want nobody to give me nothing.
You, you live this, don't you?
I do.
I'll tell myself, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I'll tell myself. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. Do you hear me? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. I don't give me integration, give me true communication. I don't give me sorrow. I want equal opportunity to live tomorrow. Give me schools and give me better books so I can read about myself and gain my truer looks. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Do you hear me now, now? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Some of us try as hard as we can. We don't want no sympathy. We just wanna be a man. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Hear me? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. We got talents we can use on our side of town. Let's get our heads together and build it up from the ground. When some of us make money, we forget about our people.
I believe so.
I believe so too.
On that sax.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, late 60s. I don't want. Yeah, that's Maceo.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And I, this song coming up. This was a soundtrack to. Was it a Creed movie? I believe it was. Was it Rocky or Creed?
Rocky.
Rocky. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. But Apollo Creed was in that movie.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I remember that. Mm. I remember that. I love those movies. Those Rocky movies.
Oh, really, they're fabulous.
They were fantastic.
Yes.
No question about it. And this one, this song right here, I want to listen to the lyrics again. Okay, Living in America. Let's talk about James Brown, because he was every bit of an advocate or an activist, rather.
Just fly behind the wheel. How does it feel?
Living in America.
That's a goodbye.
nation.
I had to do it, Professor.
Say it louder.
You on the right track?
Yeah. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we won't quit moving until we get what we deserve. We've been built and we've been scorned. We've been big bad talked about as sure as you moan. But just as sure as it takes two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit. Until we get our share. Say it loud. Say it loud. One more time. Say it loud. I worked on jobs with my feet in my hands. And all the work I did was for the other man. But now we demand a chance to do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall. Working for someone else. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Ow! Ooh, you kiss me. All right. Out of sight.
That is the legendary, without a shadow of a doubt, hands down, godfather of soul.
Yes.
Mr. James Brown. Now, I had the pleasure of seeing him several times. And you know where?
Okay, all of them.
Every performance was at the Mosque Auditorium.
Wow.
Absolutely. And he gave you your money's worth.
I believe it.
Yes, yes. Oh, is that? Oh, wow. Women Hold It. Oh, my goodness. Miss B from Miss B Productions. She's checking in from Mobile, Alabama. And you know, as a matter of fact, that's Bessie Stokes. Bessie Stokes Woods, I was telling you about.
Okay.
The amazing, she's an amazing, amazing lady. Mm-hmm. She's in Mobile, Alabama, as I mentioned, right? And she will be on with me, Wednesday night for another segment of cultural excellence in music and art and in music, art and entertainment, rather. And she was on with me last Wednesday. That's Miss B's Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out. Check her out. Hey, Miss B, hey, type in your contact information for me. I know I can look it up. I don't have two arms here, so I need your help. Okay, text me your contact information so people who would need your services they can contact you. Now she is a promoter, the first female, or let's say woman, promoter in Mobile, Alabama. She was the first one. She has been doing this for 31 years. Now, if you love Southern Soul, look up the artist that's on there. And 9 times out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, she's worked with them. We're talking about people from the likes of Tucker, Reggie P, who's no longer with us, right? I'm sure of this. Oh, no. Let's see. Pokey Bear. The list goes on and on. Southern Soul, look it up. She's worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll put money on that.
Amazing.
Amazing, amazing lady. And we had such a wonderful interview last week. So, ladies and gentlemen, tune in Wednesday for cultural excellence in music and art. Music, art, and entertainment, rather, okay? And you can do that. The show will start at 8:15 p.m. right here on the East Coast. Earlier on the West, obviously, 5:15 on the West, 6:15 Mountain Time and 7:15. Let's see. Yeah, 6:15 Mountain Time and 7:15 Central Standard Time, I believe.
Okay.
8 p.m. right here on the East Coast. Mm. All right. Guys, gals, please check it out. It's going to be a whole lot of fun and more surprises to come. So keep it locked.
So
right
impressed.
Here.
Okay.
On the Buzz. We're going to switch around a little bit. I've got a couple songs I'm going to play. Now, I see the Wardlaw Brothers up here. Is that a typo or?
You see who?
The Wardlaw Brothers?
No, because of the song. One of the inductees of the Cincinnati Black Music Hall of Fame is a lady by the name of Louise Shropshire. Now, she had made a major, major contribution to Black America, ladies and gentlemen, with her composition of just one song.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can find her for you real quick. Ladies and gentlemen.
That was the Wardlaw Brothers. She composed the song.
Oh, she composed the song.
Right.
Okay. All right. A little confused right there.
No, you're good.
So it's okay to play it.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please. And maybe, you may want to stand. If not, it's okay.
But. Do what you, tell you what, the main thing is to feel what this song, the message in this song. I'm just going, that's my opinion about it, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Lift every voice.
I'm going to tell you something about the Wardlaw Brothers on the way back after this one.
Till earth and heaven ring with the harmony.
It's a bad voice.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought.
Has brought
us.
To victory
is won.
Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when
Hey, should I do it now? Yeah, drop the mic.
Drop it.
Drop the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wardlaw Brothers. And I'll tell you something. I know a little bit about this group, okay? Mm-hmm. Not that I met them personally or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you a little bit more after that. Mm-hmm. Following the footsteps of the Jackson 5 and the Winans, comes another group of five biological brothers from Lyons, Georgia. I've never been to Lyons, Georgia, known as the Wardlaw Brothers. Okay. TWB. That's the acronym there. With a unique and extraordinary blend of vocal harmony, this fresh wind of talent seeks to make a huge impact on the world through music. Already they have taken the Christian and gospel music arenas by storm and are continuing to redefine and bring the heightened mass appeal to Georgia and contemporary genres. And they're, like I said again, they're from Lyons, Georgia.
Just incredibly talented with those blend of voices. Reminds me of Take Six back in the day. And the song, we all know, we refer to it as the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, composed by Louise Shropshire, who, again, from Cleveland, Ohio, not only composed that song, but composed a well-known gospel hymn entitled If My Jesus Wills. Do you know that one?
I have to hear it. I'm not right off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I do have. Now, what about, there is a song, and the reason why I said earlier there is I know a little bit about this group is because, when I was in Southern California, I was in the Meal Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
You're well aware of that.
Yes.
And I had the opportunity of singing, this song that I want to play right now. I was a soloist on this particular, song, and a good friend of mine, Glenn Thomas, he sang another one called Right Now, Lord. This one is called God Has Kept Me. So I'm going to ask guys and gals, Monday Night Madness, you can hear, find anything. And sometimes we will blend or switch over to different genres of music for a purpose. And the purpose basically is to expand your musical horizon and maybe educate you in some areas that you may or may not be aware of. And then sometimes bring in a mixture of genres. Would you agree, Professor?
Absolutely. Before you go into that, I have to say one more thing about Louise Shropshire.
Please go on.
And that is, she was discovered more or less by the Reverend Thomas Dorsey, who pretty much wrote the classic Baptist Standard Hymnal. Okay. So
you had mentioned that once before over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure.
Well, she was
that I've heard that from you, but sounds like this is you. I've heard this, right?
Yes, he was Mahalia Jackson's mentor.
Okay.
So, Cincinnati, rooted in, deep Black music roots, Black Music Hall of Fame desperately needed, since you have over in neighboring Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And, which a lot of us have trouble, we are deserving to be in, but have trouble breaking in. So.
Okay. So let me ask you this before you move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is brand new. What was established here with the Cincinnati
Nine days ago was the first induction.
Wow.
We are honoring tonight those artists inducted.
Yes. You know, I knew about the induction,
mm-hmm.
but what I didn't know is that this just happened.
Yes, 9 days ago.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
And this song right here, I had the pleasure
20
of.
20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, check this out. The Wardlaw Brothers. Now, before we move on, the Black National Anthem that you did here, Lift Every Voice and Sing, if you notice, that song was 5 minutes and I think 30 some odd seconds long. Okay. 5:39. I stand corrected. And if you notice the first 4 minutes and 43 seconds of that song, it was a cappella. It was a cappella. They didn't bring in the musical accompaniment until, maybe a minute and a half to let go in the song. Mm-hmm. It was all a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And this one. One of my favorites.
All right.
Oh, tried. I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand. So many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on. Felt like I just could not go on. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There've been times when I could not see. I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there've been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads. But every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. No. Every now and then I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't want to cry, didn't want to pray. Throw my hands in the air, just walk away. God let me, never let me go. His voice and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost time I almost let go, God has kept me.
Wow.
Ashe, Ashe.
Yes. That song means a lot to me.
All
means a lot
right.
to me. Right.
That is nice. Though.
That group, the Wardlaw Brothers, folks. Check these guys out. Please check them out. They are worth it. They're worth your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, the Wardlaw Brothers. And we're going to move along right here, Professor. Tonight, in case the audience doesn't, or some of them may not know, and maybe perhaps they could be tuning in, the theme tonight, what are they listening to?
They are listening to the induction of artists who were, let me say that again, they are listening to the artists who were recently inducted into the brand new Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame, which occurred on July 22nd, just last week, nine days ago. Now, let me give you some background here now. The Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame was founded and created by Hamilton County Commissioner Alicia Reese. The commissioner grew up in the music industry and later served as the deputy director of Ohio Tourism. She introduced the idea on April 26th, 2021 at a press conference with diverse music and community stakeholders in front of an empty lot filled with gravel and rocks. She called for the creation of a Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame to celebrate the legacy and untold stories of music artists, songwriters, producers, and musicians from Cincinnati, Hamilton County, and Southwest Ohio. The board of this Walk of Fame consists of the following. Get a load of this, ladies and gentlemen. Lincoln Ware, radio veteran. Kent Butts, board chair, legacy board chair of King Records, the record company that launched James Brown into becoming James Brown, and also the executive director of King Records. Mike Smith, CEO of Mimi Entertainment. Katie Blackburn, executive vice president of the Cincinnati Bengals. Jonathan Martin, president and CEO of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Patty Collins, Bootsy Collins' wife and King Records legacy vice chair. And Woodrow Woody Keown, who is the president and COO of the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. I am saying congratulations, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, now, how does this work? When the Hall of Fame, will they be inducting or have nominees every year?
It's just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every year. So next July, there will be another group. Last week it was The Deal, James Brown, Felipe Wynn. Remember Felipe Wynn from the Spinners?
I sure do.
Louise Shropshire, who we just played. And although not inducted, shortly after the induction ceremony, there was a live performance from the Ohio Players.
Yes, yes. And we played one song. We played Fire.
Yes, we did play
Fire. In
the
very beginning.
We started off.
And
yes.
We started it off with that. And Speaking of which, the aforementioned Spinners. This is live. Let's see, what year was this particular one? 1974.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to find young mothers like the ones who were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us.
This is a
pretty
awesome
song, dedicated to those.
Yes, it is.
To cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school."
Oh,
filled with a lot of glory, we learned the whole story. She'll always have a dream, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Won't say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie. Well, well, well,
living in the past.
Sometimes cotton candy, stronger than papa's old brandy, always that needed smile. Once in a while she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy with us and Daddy, standing worst of times, breaking the vines with just a simple song. Whoa, say to me, still loving the song in your special way. Well, well, my,
you know we love you,
I love you, Mama.
Say it.
how you gave me love. Oh, Lord.
Sounds so good. That sounds so
good. That voice.
Good. Yep, Felipe Wen, one of a kind. Wonderful. You know, and I'm reading something right now, and it says it's timeless in a way that few other acts are today. The Spinners are one of the most iconic and enduring groups in R&B history. Our legacy spanning over six decades?
Yeah, because they're still touring.
Are you serious right now?
No original members now, but still.
Okay.
So the legacy continues.
Oh, my goodness. And this summer, they return with their first all-new original album in nearly 40 years.
And what's beautiful is the people still come to the shows for the music. It's not about the personality. So it's that repertoire. The power of that repertoire that brings people, that draws people out, which is just a beautiful, incredible thing.
I would love to hear this new group.
Yeah.
The album is coming out, right?
Yeah.
Aptly titled, Round the Block and Back Again.
And you know what's so interesting about the Spinners? whoever's singing lead, it's the same honey toned voice.
Right.
It's sort of like you're trained. You got to have that sound.
You
because,
have to.
Because it's several different people in the group who's going to, sing lead, you know.
Right.
And then of course, we gotta go back to the golden era in the '70s with Brother Purvis, you know, in Games People Play, he was called Mr. 1245.
I remember that.
That's what they called him, yeah, Mr. Mr. 1245.
I remember that. But, and this one is one of my favorites off of that album.
Uh-huh.
And this is, okay. Uh-huh. You're gonna hear it right now.
Okay.
That's it.
Yes!
This one.
With Felipe.
This is one of my jams right here, man. Spinners, that lead is Mr. none other than Felipe Wynn. You said something earlier about the uniqueness of his voice. Please,
well, yeah, and not just him, all of the Spinners, and that uniqueness with especially Wynn was it just pulled the heartstrings of so many people that okay. I have to go back, and I'm going to be as brief as possible. I have to go back because I have to talk about connections here. Right. There are connections with Felipe Wynn that many people, many laymen who just listen to the radio casually could not believe the correlations and the incorporations that occurred. Okay? So, as we know, I told you earlier about how Bootsy got, how James Brown got Bootsy.
Right.
Okay. And Catfish, the Collins brothers, Catfish and Bootsy with, the pacemakers in Cincinnati, they were huge locally, regionally. They worked with Felipe Wynn. Okay. Before James Brown. James Brown scooped them up. Now they are talking about within the Cincinnati confines. Okay. Now, Bootsy, Catfish, they with the JBs and everything. But, James was a mentor to Bootsy, but, Bootsy couldn't breathe under James. Every time they got into the plane, the private plane, he made sure Bootsy sat next to him. And Bootsy would always talk about how when James would go to sleep, he would sleep, and Bootsy, he would see he was asleep, then he'd try to get up, and then he'd wake up and say, "Where are you going?"
Oh my goodness.
He said, "Man, God, you're on my case, man." Right. And he said, "Man, I'm 25% music, 75% business." He kept his eye on Bootsy at all times because he know Bootsy was wild. Okay. All right. And then it got a little too much.
Okay.
A lot of drugs going on and everything. 71, Bootsy leaves. Bootsy goes back to where? Cincinnati. Hooks up with Felipe Wynn. Well, there came a call from Detroit because they heard about this man with the honey-coated tenor. And the Spinners needed a backing group. Bootsy said, "Oh, come on, not another backing group." Because, you see, everything that he got from James Brown, he was itching to go out on his own.
Right.
Okay? So, yeah, he went to Detroit with Felipe and got him going, but he got a call from a Mr. George Clinton. Now, the thing about George Clinton was this. Yes, he was in a band and backing the performer, but the difference was he had the freedom to play what he wanted to play on the instrument. Now, James Brown told Bootsy, "All that stuff you do, you can play all that stuff, just give me the one. I just need the one. Just give me that one." But he can go further than he could, than he was with the JBs. Then around 1976, Bootsy creates the what? The Rubber Band as the spinoff from the P-Funk organization. Now, where does this come into with Felipe Wynn? You talk about that voice. This goes back to your original question. Yes, that voice pulled so many hearts.